news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin the new week with some encouraging news from the Middle East, where the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas held for a third day on Sunday. Egyptian mediators are shuttling between Israel and the Gaza Strip, which is ruled by Hamas, and they also spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. The worst fighting in years has left at least a dozen Israelis and more than 230 Palestinians dead. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday that President Biden remained committed to a two-state solution, quote, so that Israelis and Palestinians can live with equal measures of security, of peace, and of dignity. If only. On a sickeningly related note, incidents of anti-Semitism here in the United States are on the rise. The New York City Police Department is stepping up its presence among the city's Jewish communities following two hate-related incidents in Brooklyn over the weekend. A man last week allegedly tried to set a synagogue and Jewish school on fire. He's been charged with arson. In Los Angeles, a man was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon after an altercation that began with slurs allegedly yelled at patrons at a restaurant. And there are many more. These episodes were among a slew of recently reported attacks on Jews across the U.S. as tensions flare over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The rise of these anti-Semitic attacks is chilling, and in some cases, it's easy to find how this nonsense is spreading. As much as I hate giving this woman any airtime, everyone needs to know the kind of crap Marjorie Taylor Greene is spouting.
This woman is mentally ill. You know, we can look back in a time in history where people were told to wear a gold star, and they were definitely treated like second-class citizens, so much so that they were put in trains and taken to gas chambers in Nazi Germany. And this is exactly the type of abuse that Nancy Pelosi is talking about.
Shockingly, that woman is in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene needs to be voted out in November of 2022. In other news, President Biden is still hoping for bipartisan support for his wide-ranging infrastructure bill despite a widening partisan divide. The White House dropped the price of the bill from $2.25 trillion to $1.7 trillion in what is widely seen as a concession to Republicans who've balked at its cost and scope. Thankfully, there's some encouraging news on the COVID front. New coronavirus cases across the country have dropped to rates last seen almost a year ago. As pre-pandemic life in America resumes, health experts are crediting vaccines. At least 25 states, plus Washington, D.C., have now fully vaccinated at least half of their adult residents. Almost half of the total U.S. population has now gotten at least one shot. The benefits of the vaccines are already becoming obvious, but demand has dropped, and not enough Americans have been vaccinated to get us to herd immunity, which is cause for concern. And now, the questions about the origins of the virus aren't going away. New information has come to light. Three researchers at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology went to the hospital in November of 2019 with symptoms consistent with both COVID-19 and common seasonal illness, this according to a previously undisclosed U.S. intelligence report that the Wall Street Journal cited on Sunday. The disclosure was expected to intensify pressure for a more complete investigation of whether the pandemic was started by a virus that escaped the lab. There's no consensus among current and former government officials who've seen the intelligence about the lab. They disagree on the strength of the evidence. And the Wuhan Institute still hasn't shared any raw data or lab records about its studies on coronavirus in bats. But the director of the lab has vehemently denied the report's findings, calling them a, quote, complete lie. As for Dr. Anthony Fauci, he said he's not convinced that the virus developed naturally and has called for further investigations into where it began. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the country of Belarus, who intercepted a commercial airline flight and arrested an opposition journalist on board Sunday, Blinken calling it a shocking act by the country's leadership that has threatened press freedom and the lives of the passengers on board. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko personally ordered a fighter jet to accompany the plane and divert it to Minsk, where the journalist Roman Pratasevich was arrested. Well, just another weekend in America. 7 people are dead and 33 others injured following 4 separate weekend mass shootings in Ohio, South Carolina, and New Jersey. From the weird news files, a new Ipsos poll shows that more than half of Republican respondents agree that left-wingers led the riot on January 6th at the Capitol to make Donald Trump look bad. That happened. Oh, Alabama. Really? The Alabama Department of Education banned yoga in 1993, citing its connection to Hinduism. Well, there's a new bill overturning the ban, and you think it's about time, right? But it limits the definition of yoga to stretches and poses and prohibits non-English descriptions as well as, quote, any aspect of Eastern philosophy. So chanting is not allowed, nor is the use of the om sound, om, right? And the Sanskrit-based word namaste. Those are still banned. Someone else who's banned is Rick Santorum from CNN. Well, I don't know if he's actually banned, but the network finally fired him after his racist comments about Native Americans a few weeks ago. Senator Patrick Leahy says he is going to run for a 9th Senate term. This falls into this category because he is 81 years old. 7 counties in Oregon have voted to join Greater Idaho. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer reports Sherman, Lake, Grant, Baker, and Malheur counties voted on May 18th in favor of a measure that requires county officials to discuss moving the Idaho border west. There were 5 counties on the ballot, and none of them voted against the measure. 62% voted in favor of it. And finally, happy 80th birthday to Bob Dylan. States had a poet, songwriter, laureate, I think it would be him. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.